mom told us that Christians should be like flowers. But what's that supposed to mean?
Flowers are a sign of new life and beauty, and that's how you should be too. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Guess what? I love the spring. The grass starts to get green again, the air warms up a little, and new flowers start popping up all over the place. It's like a new life for the earth. But did you know that Christians should be like those flowers? I don't mean you should bury yourself in the ground. Just listen to 2 Corinthians 5:17 to see what I mean. It says, "Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, the new life has begun." Our story today is called Spring Flowers. As Macy walked with her mom to the barn, she began to pick a bouquet of wildflowers. She was so excited to see flowers again. Winter was over and spring was budding everywhere. "After we finish helping Dad and Jake with the chores in the barn, we can get those pretty flowers in a vase," Mom said. Macy set the flowers down in the feed room and got some hay to give to the horses. "Good morning, Cinnamon," Macy said as she pitched some hay into Cinnamon's stall. She gave all the horses hay, then helped Dad let a couple of the horses out to graze in the pasture. She laughed as she watched the horses dance around. "I think they're excited about spring, too." After they finished up in the barn, Macy grabbed her bouquet and walked back to the house with Mom, picking a few more flowers along the way. Mom picked out a pretty vase from under the kitchen sink, and Macy put some water in it and began to arrange the bouquet. After she had the flowers arranged just right, she set the vase in the middle of the table. During dinner that evening, spring was the main topic. Macy's parents and older brother were busy talking about all the things they needed to get done on the farm now that it was warmer. "I love all the beautiful flowers I can pick now that it's spring," Macy chimed in. "And we enjoy your beautiful bouquets," said Mom. "You know, Macy, spring makes me think of my new life in Christ. Just like the trees and plants bud out with new growth, so do our lives when we trust in Jesus. God's word reminds us that we are new creations who have the love of Jesus in our hearts and are able to share it with others." "So, since I'm a Christian, I'm like a spring flower," said Macy. "I'm a new creation." "Sometimes you don't smell like a spring flower, though, after you've been working in the barn," Jake said as he patted his little sister on the head. "Jake," Macy laughed. "Well, neither do you," Dad smiled. "All teasing aside, these beautiful spring flowers Macy picked for us can help us remember to be thankful for our new life in Christ." Well, how about you? Did you know that when you trust Jesus as your Savior, you become a new creation? Jesus paid the price for our sins so that we could be made right with God and have eternal life with Him. He loves us that much. If you haven't trusted in Jesus yet, you can do it today and have new life. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, first get your parents' permission and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 5:17.
This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun.
And our key thought for today, Jesus gives us new life. You know, I love reading the Keys for Kids stories to you every day, and I sure hope that you love listening. Make sure that you don't miss a single day with the Keys for Kids smartphone app. Just get your parents' help and go to your app store and search for the words Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. Don't forget to share it with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.